Hallelujah. You come to God by way of the cross, but you don't stay there. Some of our brothers that preach today, all they want to talk about is the cross, the cross, the cross. I'm getting in trouble now, huh? And they've bound more people by their twisted doctrine. I don't serve a Savior that's hanging on a cross. I serve a Savior that rose from the dead. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! I've heard preachers say that the important thing is the cross and not the resurrection. That's a lie. You better not listen to preachers like that because they've distorted the Bible. If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, then our sins aren't forgiven. Oh, I'm making people uncomfortable. Yes. Hallelujah. If all He did was die on the cross, but He didn't raise from the dead, then He's just another guy who died on the cross. How do we know that our sins are forgiven? Because He rose from the dead. Hallelujah. That's how we know. That's how we know that God accepted what He did. Hallelujah. The next piece of furniture that you would go past the cross. You come to the cross. It's there that your sins are forgiven. But you don't focus exclusively on that. It's the entry point into relationship with God. It's not the ultimate, it's the beginning. Man, I feel like I'm swimming upstream. I know what you guys hear on the radio around here. I know. Oh, now it's really getting uncomfortable. I know. I know what you hear. But it's wrong. It's wrong. I lost about 75 people who are walking out of the building now. It's wrong. It has bound more people. People are afraid to pray because they think they're in legalism. People are afraid to fast, read the Word of God because they're stuck here by the cross. But God didn't just build a temple around the brazen altar. He said, you come to me and into my presence by the cross, but you don't stay there. You keep going.